Now, researchers, university-based researchers here in Northern Ireland, apparently are close to producing a simple, cheap test to predict the risk of heart disease and to save lives. And it's got to do with looking in your eyes. Let me speak to Professor Jim McLaughlin. Professor McLaughlin, good morning.
Good morning.
You're from the Ulster University School of Engineering. Tell me about this kit, please.
Okay, so it's a cardiovascular risk assessment tool that mainly involves the smartphone that you're all familiar with, and in particular the camera on the phone. And in conjunction with what's called a slit camera attachment, we can actually look at micron features within the eye quite easily and actually image them on the camera. And then with software that we've developed, you can measure things like the velocity of cells that move along the eye, various dimensions of the vascular components within the eye. And then now, in conjunction with the Belfast Trust, and particularly the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast and Dr. Mark Spence, we've been able to run some trials in that to really assess if we can really measure early stage cardiovascular events that might point to cardiac disease, and therefore look at ways of changing lifestyle that might help that, or medicate against it or whatever. But those sort of cardiovascular risk tools are highly important to allow doctors and eventually patients, you know, control their whole medication and lifestyle and healthcare.
Is this...
This tool basically is a highly innovative tool that's really a mobile self-assessment tool to help with that.
Yeah, is it a similar idea to what happens in the optician when he or she looks in your eyes?
Yeah, sometimes confused with that. I mean, that's certainly... There's a range of information that you can get for early stage cardiovascular difficulties. And they're looking for clots that maybe occur in the eye, and maybe structure that would occur in the eye that would indicate cardiovascular risk as well. This is very much an enhanced tool that's going to then give more definitive information that would fit into what's called the cardiovascular risk assessment tools that would give a doctor maybe much earlier and more detailed information. And as I sort of said, in some ways we should be able to convert that at some stage into help GPs and eventually patients to help self-manage themselves rather than having to spot it at just opticians. Remember, it's not just everybody goes through an optician. So this would be something that would be much wider spread than having to just get an eye test and then be spotted that way.
Okay, Professor McLaughlin, do stay with me. Dr. Mark Spence, who you mentioned from the Royal Victoria Hospital, who's a consultant cardiologist, is on the other line. Dr. Spence, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you see your patients possibly using this, or even how do you see the medical staff using it?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're still very much in the pilot phase. We've been privileged to be supported by various charities in our research work, supporting some of the development. And I suppose it's worth just at this point thanking the patients as well. And we established in the very first instance whether we could do this at all. So we had to validate the methodology in a bunch of patients who had advanced cardiac conditions, and then compared it to patients who were, or individuals who were normal. So all of those volunteers, all of those patients and volunteers should be thanked, pardon me, for their contribution. And of course, then the charities that supported us in that, there were charities within the Royal Victoria Hospital, Heart Trust Fund, and indeed the Chest Heart and Stroke. So just to thank all of those individuals is the first thing. So we really have been able to, first of all, just validate whether we could indeed even measure anything in the circulation at the front of the eye, because it's very accessible. It's a window that is very accessible. So that's the first piece that we've managed to do. And then the next stage will be a further set of validations to establish whether our hope and our aspiration is that it will be something that can be used very readily in a very simple way to further add value to the current assessment systems that we use. So add more precision to some of the risk assessments that we do at the moment.
At this present time and in the recent past, have you been concentrating on the eyes of a cardiac patient or not?
No, not especially. I mean, you probably, a lot of people in the community will be familiar with the measurements that are made or the assessments that are made at the back of the eye, mainly focused on diabetic patients, and there are big established screening programs. So this is actually a research focused very much on the superficial blood vessels that are on the surface of the eye. So we are trying to apply a novel methodology of just looking in a very simple way, but being able to then pick up the velocities, shear forces, various physiological parameters in these very accessible blood vessels, and then that lends itself to the modern smartphone technology coupled with the magnifying slit lamp that is used to look into the eye. So trying to harness the sort of modern technology with a very established magnifying type instrument that allows us then to look into these very accessible blood vessels. So the hope would be that that can be, so we're trying to move through the steps of automating that and making it very simplified.
It is quite an exciting step. I know it's in its embryonic stages, as you say, at pilot level, but it's amazing the progress that science is making and engineering is making. Professor McLaughlin, do you see it almost limitless what digital technology will be able to do in the future?
Well, it's certainly an interesting question. I mean, the drive, of course, is really because of the aging population that we try and digitize as much to help clinicians make those decisions. It's usually about diagnostics in this space, so it's making those decisions, making them better, and trying to make a lot of those decisions even in the GP surgery or even in the home to stop the whole readmission scheme. So the pressure is on much higher quality digital solutions. I mean, if you think about it, if these solutions are not robust and giving false positives, as we call it, then it's going to be dumped in the bin, as I would say quite often. So it's important that the technologies are very, very high quality, that it's then clinically relevant, and it's going to make those decisions and help pathways and help the overall flow of patient care, reducing cost and obviously a huge benefit then to the patient and all the caring teams. So the digital world and the work that's happening in the likes of smartphone technology and the work that's happening in many ICT companies is making it easier. These Internet of Things devices, the whole world of artificial intelligence coming in to make algorithms and decision-making algorithms more robust, that's all coming at the right time to really help digital healthcare then move forward. And in fact, that's the theme of one of our major City Deal developments here coming out of the university in conjunction with the Belfast Trust is around digital healthcare technology to try and really move that forward and put Northern Ireland strongly in the map. We've already spun companies like HeartSign and Telesense out in this area, so it will be more of that that we're really trying to bring to the aid of clinicians and patients as we move forward.
And you're working closely with Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke on this?
Yes. I mean, for many years, we've had this excellent relationship. This is incredibly important at the minute because, you know, if you want to take this technology on and even take it to a commercial stage, the clinical trial aspect is extremely important. And joint with Mark, we've developed this theme of what's called a living lab, where we're in the Royal, the experimentation is done, and we will put engineers and computing scientists in to work closely with Mark, and you get the rapid feedback and the ideation and the whole UX, that user experience is captured much, much quicker. So what the Chest, Heart and Stroke Association are actually doing is funding trials and helping us develop this whole living lab concept to innovate a lot more than just this project, but particularly this project at the minute where it needs to get to, as Mark mentioned, a more clinically relevant state before we would reach the milestones to be able to take it to a commercial stage, which would be the next big stage to see if we can get then FDA approval, etc., to bring it to market. But that's the sort of way that many projects in the past have been developed. We're just trying to speed these up with this living lab approach at the minute.
Really interesting science and technology. Thank you very much indeed, Professor Jim McLaughlin, Dr. Mark Spence at the Royal Victoria Hospital as well. Eye as a Window, it's research, it's funded by the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke stroke and group, and it's developed by the Ulster University team and the medics, as we mentioned, at the Royal Victoria Hospital. And I do think while we're talking about it, it's worth noting that one particular local business has donated significant money towards this. Significant amount of funding has been donated by the local business Value Cabs to the extent of £125,000, 100% of which is going into this research project. So fair play to them.